With the help of the Lord and the guidance of His Holy Spirit, if you'll turn to Jeremiah and the fourth chapter of Jeremiah. Jeremiah lived about 100 years after Isaiah. Isaiah had saved Jerusalem from the Assyrians. Even though they did so many things against the will of the Lord, with Isaiah preaching to them and talking to them and trying to encourage them to get back from idolatry, they finally turned and they were saved from the Assyrians. Now here in chapter 4 of Jeremiah, he's trying to do the same thing, but without any return. They weren't listening. They weren't doing what they were told. The hour of doom was coming, and God had told Jeremiah, explain to them, if they don't turn their hearts, I will destroy them. Meaning that the Babylonians were coming and they would take over Israel, Jerusalem, and Judah. So they were in a pretty tight spot. But once again, Jeremiah was trying to help them. We're going to begin with the third verse. Fourth chapter, the third verse. For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. Let's read that one more time. For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. Break up your fallow ground. What is fallow ground? Fallow ground is unused ground. Ground that is not turning out fruit, not doing anything that is nourishment to the people. It's not doing anything. And he was telling the people, you're fallow ground, uncultivated. You're not in the place you should be. And because of this, I'm going to put you into captivity again. How many times did they have to go through captivity because of their ungodliness? The idolatry, the lust, the carryings on. Is this what God wanted from them? No. He wanted fruitful ground. Now, of course, God loves to work where there is brokenness. Yes. When things are broken down, God can work. Why? Why can God work in brokenness? Because then our hearts are in the right place. You're going through something. You're having a hard time. Sickness, bereavement. Many things come in your life. And when you're at the bottom of the barrel, that's when God can work. He works on broken things. Thank God that you and I have got this God that loves us. And He worked on each one of us. Yeah. Like our brother was saying, He was knocking on the door. But until you answer the door, he's going to continue to knock, and maybe he puts hard things in your place. Why? Because he wants you to come to him. And sometimes the only way is through brokenness. He wants to cultivate that ground. He wants to make that ground suitable for planting things that grow. And as we are broken down, we are beginning to grow because the Lord is working in our lives. We're living in a broken world today. Many people don't see it because they're so suited to it. Because everything that's going on around them, well, it's everyday things. But is it? Is this what our young people see today? The filth that's out there? Can you ever pick up the newspaper or turn on the TV without hearing someone was murdered or raped? Is this what God wants for our world? I don't think so. And he's trying. He's trying so hard that you and I will continue the work. We must be the people that continue the work. Do what we can. Because with the world the way it is today, we can't survive. We need the Lord. He's trying, and he keeps coming back with these verses. For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground, and sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord, and take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire, and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. He was trying to tell them, go away from what you're doing now. Turn your hearts from evil. This is not the way he wants us to go. And he was warning them. And telling them. And I think the Lord is warning and telling people today too. The time is very short. He's working. He's working because the broken things are being fixed. In you and I. If we knew what God was going to do next, we wouldn't need the faith to go on. Yeah. Oh, I know God's going to take care of this. I know God's going to take care of that. But the thing is, when? When is he going to do it? In your time? In your children's time? Are you going to see it? I don't know. But praise God, he's here for you and I today. And he's telling us not to be fallow ground. Do the work that God has for you and I. Verse 5. Declare ye in Judah and publish in Jerusalem and say, blow ye the trumpet in the land. Cry, gather together and say, assemble yourselves. And let us go into the defensed cities. Set up the standard toward Zion. Retire. Stay not, for I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. Don't delay. Do it now. He was trying to tell them because danger was coming. Babylon was going to attack them. Jeremiah was trying to work in their hearts, telling them what God wanted them to know. To a child of God, everything is broken, because that's when God can work the best. In a broken land, in a broken heart, things that are broken can be fixed by God. You and I have to watch for these things and have faith to know that He's working in your life. He hasn't given up. He doesn't sleep. And you and I just have to know that through it all, He's there for us. He was working, as He did many times, through Moses, through Abraham, through Isaiah. It didn't take them long, even after Moses got the Ten Commandments, that they were beginning to change. Thou shalt have no other gods before thee. And what were they doing at the bottom of the mountain? Making an idol. Making an idol. Is that what we do? Maybe we get too safe in our ways. Maybe we have too much that God has to take us down a peg. God is working, dear ones, but we have to see what He's doing. We have to know that He wants to work, and He will work. Just keep believing. So no matter what comes in your life, just remember that He is working, just as He did with Job. That poor man, he had so much. He had land. He had animals. He had a big family. And when God went and He says to the devil, "What do you think of my servant Job?" "Well, you give him everything. Why shouldn't he? Why shouldn't he do what you want? Take something away and see what happens." God knew that Job would not turn aside. And He did. He took away his properties. He took away his children. He took away his wealth. And then God says to the devil, "Look, he hasn't turned his back. Well, touch his life. Touch his life." Okay, He gave him permission to touch his body, but not to take his life. He did. And he was filled with boils. He had to sit in sackcloth and ashes because the pain was unbearable. And even his friends came and said, even his wife says to him, "Why do you have to take this? Curse God and die." Is that what we do? Is that how we live? Cursing God? God have mercy on us. But He never did. And Job, through all this, he said, "But He knoweth the way that I take. When He hath tried me, I shall come out as gold." That's in Job 23:10. You don't have to turn to it, but "I will come out as gold." And he did. God restored him. But dear ones, just remember that He's working in our lives every day. Every day He sees your need. Whether it's in your body, whether it's in your relationships with someone, whether it's in your children's lives, He knows what you're going through. And He tells you, "Wait. Wait upon me. I'll do it. I'll work." Just remember, He's always there for you and I, dear ones. And if you feel broken down, and you feel like you're fallow ground, just remember to praise the Lord because he's beginning to build things. And I believe that he is cultivating the ground in this church. He's doing what he should do and will do. If we have faith to believe, things will grow. God will do the work. If we believe, if you and I believe, God will do the work. He will cultivate the ground, and I believe it's beginning to rain already. And it's going to rain. It's going to continue to rain, and know that Jesus Christ is going to do the work. And we must say, thank you, Jesus. Revive us. Make us ready to meet the things that are coming and not be afraid. Revelations chapter 4, verse 11. It says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are created, were created. He has created you and I for his pleasure. And how can we pleasure him if we're going into sin? How can we pleasure him if we're doing what's wrong? The world is in a situation right now. They have turned away from God. And he's going to do like he said to the Israelites. I'll destroy you. And they were put in captivity again because they would not obey. I believe that God's working. I believe that God's going to do a work in this church. And I believe that you and I, we're going to have that cultivated ground and the fruit is going to grow. I believe that with all my heart. And I praise God and I glorify him for this because he is worthy of all praise and all honor. And dear ones, just remember to get wet when it rains, that you may grow in him. The name of the Lord be praised. Let us go down before the Lord, thank him for the service and for the word.